Ukraine's president says it was a planned and organized retreat, but most observers see it as a devastating defeat for the Ukrainian army. Government troops were forced to withdraw from the strategic city of Debaltseve in eastern Ukraine, handing a major victory to separatist rebels backed by Russia. Think of the dramatic retreat portrayed in the movie Black Hawk Down. Now imagine that for thousands of men instead of a few hundred, and in the middle of winter. Andrew Kramer of the New York Times is in nearby Artemisk, where many of the survivors are arriving. Andrew, you've spoken with some of the survivors. How do they look?
Predictably, they looked in very rough shape. I began today in a coffee shop. I was doing an interview on an unrelated topic for a feature story, and we started to hear reports of limping, straggling, bearded men coming into town from near the front, and then it became clear that a major breakout was underway and that the Ukrainian soldiers were coming out of Debaltseve. When we got to the hospital, there were crowds of these soldiers in thick winter uniforms standing about, many of them very sullen, clear that they had just been through a very intense experience. And so we set about interviewing them about what had happened.
So what did they tell you? I mean, can you give us a kind of play-by-play of how these guys eventually wandered out and what they endured?
Soldiers said that an order came, a surprise order came about 1 in the morning to retreat. They only had 10 minutes to pack what they could and climb into flatbed trucks and start to drive out of the city. And then what followed was a very harrowing ordeal in which they were fired at by the pro-Russian forces who were surrounding the city. And were shooting at them through the night and into the morning, and many of them were caught in this gauntlet, and their trucks were damaged. Several soldiers said they had to walk as far as 7 or 8 miles across the field to get out.
Is it clear that all the soldiers were able to get out, or are some still missing?
Unfortunately, a good number are most likely still missing. At the morgue here in Artemisk, Ukrainian local media reporting that 40 bodies were brought in today. I was there and you could see them laying out on the ground in front of the morgue. But this is only the bodies that were retrieved from this ordeal. So it's likely that the casualty toll is higher. It's also clear that there are many wounded. The hospital had 170 casualties brought in by mid-afternoon, and that may go up as well.
We heard some stories of some of the wounded being left behind. Did anyone tell you that?
Yes, I talked to a medic who was saying that some of them had to be stabilized and a tourniquet put on in the field and left because there was no way to carry them out.
And what's it like there? Are we talking below zero and tons of snow?
Well, it was cold today. I'm not sure of the exact temperature. Well below freezing, but sunny and clear.
It seems like Ukraine's President Poroshenko said he ordered the retreat and it was sort of planned and organized. But how do the survivors feel about that? Do they feel like that's an accurate characterization?
Well, they described it at beginning in an organized manner. They had an order. They were put on trucks. Trucks were escorted by tanks. But as it drove across the fields, it obviously unraveled into a very chaotic and dangerous and lethal situation for these soldiers. I think that the Ukrainian army and the president are casting this in the best light possible, describing it as an orderly retreat, a tactical retreat, and that in the larger picture may be the case, but it was certainly a harrowing ordeal for the soldiers involved.
And, of course, Ukraine has now lost another city, Debaltseve. Strangely, does that create a better climate for the ceasefire to now take hold?
It's a little bit unclear. Some analysts are saying that with this, the separatists might stop. There might be a cooling-off period. Others are saying that the claim of the main rebel group for the entire former Ukrainian province of Donetsk may result in continued fighting. So at this point, obviously, everybody is hoping that this will be the end of the violence for now and that the ceasefire will, in fact, take effect. But it's perhaps early to say with any certainty.
Andrew Kramer of the New York Times speaking to us from eastern Ukraine.